Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I was going to say the stories of COVID. Like all the juicy stories of COVID.
If you have a confession, email us. I need to hear some COVID stories. Like there's the one couple who fell in love that became a Facebook story.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
All right, we're back. Let me try this new. Let me try. Okay, Nat, go.
You know,
that's better. There we go. Okay, this is better.
Are you reading any books right now?
No.
Okay.
Ours. Mom Truth.
Well, of course.
I've read it. I read it every night before I go to bed.
I know. Just as a reminder of how far we've come.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I missed our time with, you know.
Well, I was just thinking that we should read the Jessica Simpson book together. Not together, but at the same time, so we can talk about it.
Okay, let's do that.
Like as a hobby.
I mean, do they release the juicy parts so you buy it, or is the whole thing juicy?
Right.
Like, is it like, and then.
I know.
Does she touch on her marriage to Nick?
Gosh, it's so funny. Someone, our team member, just posted an Insta story saying The Newlyweds was her most favorite reality show ever, and she's still not over that Nick and Jess broke up. I kind of feel the same way. When I first met Mark, we would watch The Newlyweds,
right?
And we loved it. Like, it was just they were such a funny dynamic together because she's such a goof.
Yeah.
And then he was so calm and so normal.
And just go, like,
he's like salt of the earth.
You could relate to every something and everything they did because someone's always like, with the other one. Mm-hmm. And he was always like,
And my favorite thing was when he was like, it's like someone came in and robbed the house and like ransacked it, but stole nothing because she was such a disaster.
Like us.
And I feel exactly that way. It looks like someone robbed the house, but they took nothing.
And then she got so rich that she could hire someone to clean her house every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, she doesn't have to worry about
it. And is it, it's her dad that's gay now, right? Or probably always was gay?
Yeah.
That's interesting too.
And he hated Nick.
Why did he hate Nick?
I remember what I had to tell you.
I knew this was going to fucking happen.
I'll tell you, maybe you know, that it is...
Oh, God, what?
No, I can't tell you here, but it's about, like, when someone hates their in-laws so much and, or that they don't have a good relationship, and how do you get past that? Like, how do you get past, let's just say you hate, let's just say you hate your...
Okay.
Wow. Anyways, sorry, we're back.
just a little personal juice we had to air out.
I'm just curious when, because they hate each other so much that he says it was the demise, Nick Simpson or Nick Lachey, that was a big part of the demise of the relationship.
Why would he hate Nick? Because Nick wasn't as money driven and fame driven. Like, he just wanted a nice wife. And he probably wanted more for his daughter. He wanted her to be big.
Or he. Was like maybe he pushed Jess to have a separate relationship, like that her dad wasn't involved in all the time.
Right.
Because the dad was the manager.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
dad
yeah,
was
yeah.
always in their lives.
Yeah.
So he was like, can we just have our own fucking life?
And yeah.
And the dad's like, dude, I've built this my entire life. You're not coming in and you're not going to get part of this and part, you know what I mean?
I kind of like the relationship with Ashley Simpson and...
Yes.
Her husband.
Yes. He's a... Yeah. Anna Ross son.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
he son of Anna Ross?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So then, yeah. So then her sister-in-law is Tracy Lee, Tracy Ross?
Yeah, Tracy Ross.
Love her. Like, what a family to be a part of. Ashley Simpson. Nailed it.
I know. Yeah, no, I just wonder what it's like to have a family that, an in-laws that hate you to the point where it's really hard. Because if your spouse can't see which side makes more sense.
Yeah.
It's got to be really hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And like, how do you, at some point in the beginning, it's all like, I stand with my wife, I choose her. And then after time, I wonder if it's just kind of like, what do you want me to do? It's my parents. Like, they have, it's a constant battle. You kind of have to
choose.
One or the other.
Yeah.
You can't have both.
That's why I think some parents, like I would say like my in-laws, like they definitely were not impressed with the fact that their husband had fallen in love with a girl in another country and that he was leaving.
Ooh.
And there was a bit of a fight back there for a minute. And
for it, real?
Well, yeah, just before they knew me. Just basically like, what do you think you're doing?
Right. Why?
Like, how would this...
It would seem so impossible.
It would be so impossible. Like, you just, this random girl you meet one night, now you're driving to Canada. Where do you think this is going to go?
Right.
Come you know?
On, wake up.
So, I mean, I think as any parent, they gave a little bit of a push. And when I felt his, like, mom had seeped into his mind and that he was reconsidering maybe coming to see me, I was basically, like, showed my, like, lack of respect for somebody who couldn't stand up for themselves and do what they wanted to do.
What did you say?
I was just like, don't even fucking do this. Like, well, you're not going to let your mom tell you that you can't come, like, you know?
Oh,
anyways.
Natalie.
Well, yeah, I was a little bit cranky about it for a second. I mean, it was the first time you came.
You guys hadn't even, you met at a bar and you hadn't seen each other since.
Yeah.
And you called him out on his shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And he came. He must have been so scared. He must have been like, oh my God. Because if your mom disapproves for a boy, that's pretty intense.
I know. And they were close. You know what I mean? They are close. Anyways, but what I feel like she did that was the right thing to do was she realized that you got to let your children be your children. You got to let them make their decisions. You know? And to watch that happen, like the other thing was, is they really wanted their other son to go to this college that was close by. But he made a decision to go further away for him. And the whole family was kind of like, but they respected his decision and he's done great as has Mark Thompson.
Wow.
But anyways, guys, we are up north living. We've moved in together. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're at a house on the lake and the two of us are right now in my bed.
It's really pretty up here.
I know.
It's really pretty because number one, you can leave your blinds open.
Yeah, I hadn't opened them until this morning, but yeah. And then my mom has a view of the water.
Yes, but apparently, this is the tricky thing. You have to keep the blinds closed in these front ones to keep the rooms cool. Otherwise, you roast.
Who is that?
Tucker.
Stop it, honey. Thank you.
Good Goodbye, cutie.
Bye, cutie. So I wanted to, because the water is rougher in the night and it makes a sound. So I wanted to open the windows so that I could hear the sound of the water, because that's my dream, right?
Yeah.
Is to like live in a house where you can hear the ocean, but there's no screens.
Gotcha.
So you can't open the windows.
Gotcha. And it's the window's gone.
Yeah.
It was really windy. We had huge storms come through in Ontario. Yeah,
this is your weather report brought to you from Kat and Nat. Today is a beautiful sunny day. There's not a cloud in the sky.
There's not even a breeze.
No.
We got out of Dodge because, well, to be honest, stepping away from your every day of months and months on end is like, it's like a mental break. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to, like, well, for me at least, it's like.
Well, I think it's also for us when we're together.
It's more fun.
It's more fun, but it fuels what we've created.
It really does. And we're fun. We're more fun.
Yeah, which is what people come to us for.
And they're like, and everyone's like, oh, Sam for a while was like, you know, your Insta story views are down. Like over the past like 3 months, and she's like, I don't know if it's an algorithm thing, and I'm like, I bet it's because people come to see the shit show, and the shit show is not there because the shit show is like the everyday, but the everyday sometimes gets to the point where you're like, I don't need to watch that person's everyday. I have my own everyday. I need to go to that person to have fun.
And I have to say, there's a couple people, and one person in particular, who for a few of the weeks, I didn't like. I would go on at night, and I'd realize I hadn't seen any of her stories because I wasn't really interested in checking her out at the time, just because
COVID puts a bore on everyone.
It put a bore, and you know, she was frustrated and yada yada, and I was like, meh, I like, and now she's come back
and you're like, yay,
and now I'm not gonna miss a story.
See, it's interesting what people, if you're like in a brand or if you're like in a company right now and you're trying to navigate, you know, the balance between your voice, the climate's voice, the respective kind of like COVID of Black Lives Matter, of all of these different things that you have to navigate and the messaging and how you do. It's really interesting because I don't think, thank God, finally there is a time where this climate exists, mm-hmm, for Black Lives Matter, because,
yep,
you know, it's a really important movement, and it's something that you can embrace and, you know, work with rather than, yes, just post once or twice, but like keep it as an educational and helping your audience.
And incorporate it as a part of your brand from now until forever, and always just be aware.
Yeah. And be aware. Yeah.
But at the same time that a brand is like, if you think about a brand, like a personality, and then you think of like a product, in a way, it's the same thing. Like you're selling your personalities, oh right? So let's say scissors. I always need scissors because they cut for me.
You know what I think about when you say scissors.
Okay, girl, lesbians, kids, fine. How about when I, you know, when I go to use my shampoo, I always need my shampoo to wash my hair. If I start going to the shower and my shampoo no longer washes my hair, I'm not going to buy that shampoo anymore.
I know.
So that's the thing about, like you said, this climate is like there is so much education to be had that it can always be intertwined in your story and in your life and in your actions. But at the same time, people will come to the thing that you are selling,
right,
for consistency.
Right. Right. Yes. And to make sure that, like, you know, you have to, I think that now, right now is a time to like educate and rebrand, not rebrand, but just figure out how you want your brand. You know, it's like your core values come out.
Yeah.
You got to think about it. And if your core values like ours are community and like making people feel good, you have to do that, but you have to make sure everyone feels good.
Yeah.
You know, we did a post the other day and people fucking lost their shit just about, you know, privilege and what that feels like and what that looks like. And some people are really battling against this idea that racism exists. And, you know, I understand it's embedded. It's not taught. It's something that is going to take a long time for people to you can't just learn it in one post, and you can't learn it in a day, and you can't learn it in, you know, it's constant education.
And also you can't claim to be like, I'm immune from this. I'm not racist.
Right.
I understand my privilege 100%.
Right.
And there's nothing more I can learn.
Right. No, always. And then when people were losing their shit, I was almost like, I had said to Nat, I'm like, we should just go on and be like, just so y'all know, we also support gay rights, LGBT rights, queer, like we embrace transgender. Like we just so you know, we stand for everybody, not just like one demographic. So if this is not your place, you can't be afraid to lose followers when you're dealing with people. And I think a lot of people forget that their community is actually people, and you are in a way, a leader of people amongst your community, because you are the one dictating the conversation. So if you choose to just be flippant with your conversations or with your actions, you are a leader of a lot of people who are watching you. And I think some people forget their leadership role in conversations, and you can see it now. People are like, fuck it. I'm not taking your shit anymore.
Yeah.
And like, not us, but people like brands and stuff, they're being called out. They're being, you know,
tons of CEOs are stepping down,
held accountable. Anthropology, mind blowing.
I did not know that.
Mind blowing.
That's crazy. It reminds me also of like our friend who is our dancer, and he is black, and he's doing a lot of really educational, also horrific videos he's posting. But you know, what's hard is I watch it and it makes me like, it makes me feel so horrible, but that's exactly how we need to feel so we can realize what it feels like to not be the white person in those videos.
Right.
And, but then the one he posted was, he was like, you can't say that you want equality and everyone being treated equal, and then black people not accepting trans people and gay people and all that. Like, you know, we have to stand together as one, and we can't choose who we choose to support and who we choose to stand beside. It's everybody. We are like we are human beings.
If you guys are wondering what we're talking about, anthropology, apparently, racially profiled, like they had secret code names when black trappers would walk in. I don't know why the hell you would do that. I don't know what.
I wonder if it was every anthropology or like just out of
They're
curiosity.
Denying that they had black trappers were profiled with secret code names.
Well, employees.
Where did that come from?
Well, if they can deny it, which can be true, but what could happen? Number one, it could have been a manager in a store,
right?
It who was, had a problem.
Watch them more closely. That's disgusting.
It could have been a manager in a store.
Right.
Or it could have, but you know, employees will speak up.
It says that multiple employees from stores across the US and Canada were told to watch the code name was Nick. That is like N-I-C-K.
Well, then that's true. Then it's true. If multiple people have stepped up, then it's true.
I mean, the accusations which came from users who said they worked at stores in California, Chicago, Seattle, New York City, and Canada.
Whoa.
I mean, and they didn't even, it came when anthropology posted a quote that called for equity.
Equality or equity?
Called for equity and I mean.
Okay.
What's that word?
Equity.
I guess that's a different word for equality.
I guess that equity was money.
Called for equity. Called for
equity. Equality. Equity. Equity.
Equity. We're real small. And so that then people started to comment about it underneath that.
Well, good. See, and if that hadn't happened, then the conversation wouldn't have started, and this never would have. That's the whole thing, is that these conversations need to happen so people can stand up and tell the truth so that, that things can end.
And Zara's on there too. I mean, I just, what is wrong with people? How could you even have that practice in there? Anyways, if you're in a brand, or if you're an influencer, if you're like, you know, trying to open your eyes, it is really a unique time right now where you can, there is so much education.
And there's also a lot of bad bones in people's bodies.
Mm.
Although a lot of people were raised that way.
Mm.
It's like that story, we should probably read it, about someone who used to be racist and was raised racist.
You talked about this.
Yeah, and that they learned how wrong they were. So that's, the only thing about that is that there is opportunity for people to change even as adults, even though we have the responsibility of our children.
The truth.
Adults can still change, apparently.
You can, if you choose to.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I don't know. Just thinking about it.
You're looking at my face.
No, I'm looking at your earrings. I love those little three little dots.
They're real cheap.
Oh, they look expensive.
I know.
Although that would be really expensive if those were diamonds.
They're diamonds.
Got it.
I bought them with her Amex.
That Amex takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Babe. I mean, we're not traveling anymore. So it's like, we've saved so much money on plane tickets. Let's just hope we can make it up with money. I mean, you know, guys, I am honestly, the best mind break for me is that, number one, COVID numbers are going down in where we live, okay? But they're not opening the world to us. But it's going down, okay? Now we're at like 181 cases a day, okay? I mean, people in other parts have never had higher COVID cases. I I wish that there was like someone who could tell me, like, these people are open but doing really well. But
yeah,
there are cases, but this is who it's hitting.
Yeah.
So then you could protect them. This place is open. Like, it just seems like
I know
there's no information about who's doing well.
No.
And who's not doing well.
No.
And then I
mean, maybe there is, but you'd have to take a deep dive.
Well, I want to see it. Then they're talking now there's debates about schools because the doctors seem to be being like, the risk to children is so minimal. Open your shit up. Okay. But then the government's like, we're like, when I hear about the school plans and what they're doing, I'm like, from what I hear, the risk is so minimal. You could have 20 kids in one class. And they could play and they could hang out and they could go to recess. I envision children in bubbles sitting in a circle on a field. Because, you know, we have little ones who you see them play. When TJ and Chloe play together, you've got a touch. They play by touching and by almost touching heads.
Yeah, they're so close.
But that's how little kids play.
Yeah.
And especially boys, when you see the schoolyard, they touch, they feel, they rumble. And I'm like, to take that away from a child... And then to not see people's faces when they talk because of masks and to not see smiles and to not see faces
is fundamentally going to change them as human beings.
It's going to fuck them as human beings. So what, they're just going to become... So now we've not only taken away, like, the world as we know it in terms of, like, rules. Like, there's a dad in Vancouver who still went to court last week about he let his kids ride the bus and he got charged. Remember that story?
No.
He let his kids ride the bus. He got charged for letting his kids ride the bus alone. Now, the youngest was like 8 and the oldest was like 13.
We're not during COVID.
No. Oh. But he's back in court about it, trying to go to like getting charged for it, okay? So I'm like, not only have we taken parents' rights away to like play in the front yard without being like scrutinized and walk to school, now you can't even go near people or touch people because everyone's a danger. Well, so now not only strangers in your front yard are dangerous, but now everybody's a danger. That's fucked.
Yeah.
For little 4-year-olds to walk around and be like my kids now naturally walk 6 feet away from people.
I know.
It's very sad to me that we like.
Well, this is our family that has 7 kids and 4 adults. Imagine people who are either only children or single people. No. So now they have no, like before they had barely any personal interaction with people. And now people don't even want to come near them.
I know.
And then they go home by themselves and microwave their dinner. For one.
No. The break of that and giving our kids, you know, just some sort of like not being worried. Like whenever they saw a cop, they'd be like, oh my God, am I doing something bad because of COVID, right? Like,
I know.
And like say your brothers and sisters, if you're together, like really fucked up shit about just being with your family. Hiding, like grandma sneaking in the back alley to like say hi. That's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not calling out the government. I'm just saying that's weird. Town.
What?
Like Trinity Bellwoods. Oh. We had this huge thing at this park. Okay. Where all the apartment building people who didn't have balconies, young, got licked. Okay. They went and partied.
Thousands of people partied together in a park.
Okay.
During COVID.
During lockdown. And they were like, fuck it. And you looked at pictures, people had their shirts off.
Yeah.
They were in bikinis. Apparently there was drugs, alcohol, people like
the they must sex. Have been banging.
Oh, that's what I mean.
So much banging that night.
And there was no surge. Okay? They were like a social experiment. There was no surge. It was like a pound town party of single, horny, pent up people.
Yeah.
Now what came from that? Not much. They probably got a lot worse than COVID, like herpes and,
yeah,
you know, like off the chart. Like, I wonder if condoms were flowing around there. They should have put condom dispensers.
Honestly, you know what I wish I was? Like a mosquito that night just watching over everything.
I would have gone. If I like crowds. That would have been so fun.
Oh, my God.
Like to have a spectator seat.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
and just watch.
And just watch everything that goes. Like a lifeguard. A lifeguard at the park.
It was like, you remember that bar, the Mo?
Oh my God.
It was like a parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could only like buy beer. And everyone just sat at picnic tables. It would be like that times a million. And gosh, I got my pound town on there.
That was like, that would have been, they were so, imagine.
No.
Imagine being single, young, you'd move to Toronto.
Yep.
To mix and mingle and go out on Thursday nights and get drunk and you have a corporate card and you're like, I'm living the life and It's like, you can't leave your apartment. You're like 300 square foot apartment. You're stuck in that apartment. You're not leaving. You're not talking to anyone. I wonder if like the floor would have parties, like, because they're all around.
Yeah.
Like floor parties. Or
yeah.
Like,
totally. Rooftop patio parties.
I wonder. Or if they like blocked.
I was going to say the stories of COVID. Like all the juicy stories of COVID.
If you have a confession, email us. I need to hear some COVID stories. Like there's the one couple who fell in love that became a Facebook story.
Tell me more.
It was a drone.
Tell me more.
He would see her on the rooftop and he would be in an apartment and they'd send notes to each other. And then eventually they met in real life.
How old were they?
They're still together.
No, but how old are they?
Like 20 something.
Oh, amazing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Yeah.
I love it. What about our girls? Good Moms, Bad Choices. Are they still in love?
One is.
The other one broke up?
Well, we're supposed to do a podcast tonight, actually, but I'm worried about the Zoom. But I'm also worried about Grandma, so I'm going to change it till Thursday, because when the boys are here, we can do that.
Yeah. Wait, did one of them break up?
She hasn't said. She just said one is now open with her child.
Oh,
we're going to get the juice.
Oh, these are two girls who have a podcast. We did a podcast with them. They're amazing single moms living in LA, and they have found COVID love. Online, and they are just so open about their stories, and they're funny, and they're like us. They have no filter. They just say what's on their mind.
And Tinder seems to be like popping. Like if you're in COVID on Tinder, it seems to be like,
I'm sorry, but
you wouldn't get out of bed. You just Tinder all day.
Tinder all day with no scared of having to meet them. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause that's where I feel like you could do all the fantasy stuff, but you don't have to worry about meet them because you're not allowed to meet them.
Gotcha.
I mean, I know all the young people do meet them anyways, but I would just use that as my barrier to not actually have to meet them, just to play around.
How's your champagne going?
Great.
Does it make you feel good?
Feeling good.
Like
I should.
Or tired? Like, do you stop now or you just keep going all day?
Well, this could be a fun experiment today. You know what I mean?
I would be on my back.
Yeah, I know. But then I think about like when I was in Mexico with the girls, we drank all day. I mean, we never stayed up very late, but there was no nightlife where we were.
Right. But what time did you go to bed at?
Yeah, like
9?
Like 10:30, yeah.
Okay, well, we can do that here too.
I know, but like, how did we would have...
We have a mastermind tonight.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. You can get a quick little nap in there and wake up.
A Snoop song.
You can roll
a in. Snoop song. That's a nap. Song. A Snoop song. But, and we would start with mimosas at breakfast.
Do we need more Snoop song?
Yeah, we need a few things, but I think we should
clear out
what we have.
I'm not good at that.
I'm good at that.
I'm not good at looking at a fridge and being like, let's make.
Well, because I know, because I'm really good at like just buying a lot more, but I know, I mean, right now I can just imagine something delicious I can make for lunch for us.
Like, I'm really enjoying your soup, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm over it. Why? No, like pureed cauliflower warmed up with roasted vegetables on top.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And kids' hot dogs.
With some garlic?
Okay, sure. Oh, my roasted cauliflower. Don't worry. I make it taste good.
Oh, Dad wants to join our kids group.
What do you mean?
He wants to join our kids. Oh, it's just lying.
The teen and tween group?
Yeah.
A dad?
Yeah. Sure. It's all women.
You sure he's not interested in me?
Do you want him to be?
Of course I do.
If you were to do it again.
Yes.
What?
Love this game.
Yes. If you were to do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do?
I'd marry Mark.
That's not the game.
Well, you're going to have to put a little edge on it.
Like, if you were to do it again now, like, today.
Okay, if Mark died. You always have to have them dead. Because no. I don't want to think about divorce and all that. So, if
I'm just saying, like, there's no consequences.
Of?
Like, it's just, like, if you, like, it's, like, you're a polygamist.
Okay. Now. Okay, good, fair. Okay, these are the details I need.
You know what? I don't want, like, death and...
Okay. Well, I didn't want him to die either, but I also didn't want to divorce him.
Don't make it overcomplicated.
Okay.
You know, you're complicating things. It don't need to be complicated.
Okay.
You are now... You have an open marriage.
Equally open. Everyone's fine with it. The kids are fine with it. Everyone's fine
with it. Well, yeah, you... So...
Or the kids don't know. Oh, whatever.
Well, okay, so there was this article I read about polygamy. No, polyamorous. Not yes. Polygamy. Polyamorous during COVID.
Yes.
And how hard it was because they had to bubble with their one person. So they had a love interest, but... They had multiple love interests, but they, yes. for safety reasons, they couldn't go to all of their partners. Okay. So, and they had kids with another woman, but then they realized they were polyamorous, so they got divorced, and now they have multiple partner kids. Okay. So, now listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
They have kids, but the kids don't know they're polyamorous, but they know they have to tell them soon. So, let's just say you're polyamorous.
Yes.
Okay, and you're allowed multiple partners.
Yes.
Because you're polyamorous.
Yes.
What are you polying with?
Okay, I'm not polying with a dad. I don't want any more kids in the mix.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, he could have kids, but not when he's with you.
I don't care. I don't really want a dad.
He doesn't have
kids. No, I don't really want a dad. Well, not a dad that's involved with his kids.
Because
okay, fine. He could be a dad. Never mind.
You don't want to talk about kids.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so...
No, I just want him to be...
He's an uninterested dad.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
He never talks about them.
Are his
never
kids maybe grown up? He had them really young. I wonder how old he is.
Sure.
What does he look
like? Actually, you know what? He might be a dad. I don't fucking care if he's a dad. And I'm not going to judge. You know, single mom, single dad. You could be a dad. Fine.
Okay, he can be a dad.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
And your relationship can be, just so you know.
Separate from the kids.
This is what's really beautiful. This is not someone you're settling down with for a long time.
They're right.
This is just a relationship you're having outside of your marriage.
Okay. Well, I've got a few in mind. That's what you're thinking.
Like, you already know them.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Do I know them?
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
You gonna share?
No.
That's so boring.
Well, okay, but one, the thing is that I like it from afar, but I've been warned it's not a good choice.
By me?
No.
Okay, this is it for now. Okay, tell us what he looks like.
Okay, so he's fucking handsome.
Okay.
He's fun.
Okay.
He's funny.
Okay.
He's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
He's...
Older? Younger?
I think he's about my age, but I don't think he's younger. I think he's exactly my age.
Have you ever made out with him?
No, well, in my dreams.
Whoa. Does he live in Toronto?
No.
Huh. Does he live...
Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, you're so cute. Hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this is a sexual polyamorous?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just for sexual purposes. We're not like, we might grab a drink before and have a small conversation. But I'm not like...
So that's one.
I'm not going grocery shopping with him.
Okay. Is he muscly, tattooed?
Oh,
is
yeah. I would never have a non-muscly man at this age of my life. So fit. So firm and fit. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is just a sexual... Your polyamorous is just sex.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think you do.
Who? Oh, you can say it.
No, because apparently no.
Why? Because why?
Well, because his wife, ex-wife,
is mad.
Well, she's just like, don't fantasize about him.
It's your fantasy.
That's true.
You're like, you can't.
It's not like I'm going to meet him.
No, I'm sorry. Someone can't tell you. Their ex-wife can't tell you. You can't. You're not dating him. This isn't real. Wait. Where are you? What life do you live in? I can't fantasize about him. Someone told me I can't. Yeah, you can.
Okay, that's true. Fine, I can.
I can't fantasize. He is a TikTok star. Come on. I'm going to tell you who it is.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, he's a TikTok star. He's been on our late night live. Our OGs know who he is. His ex-wife is like, you can't fantasize. Don't do that. She's listening to the ex-wife. Dude, she's an ex-wife for a reason. You can fantasize about whoever you like. All right, so he's one. Jesus. Natalie, God damn it. I mean,
he's so cute.
You're
and
not...
I want her to know, and all of her friends, that I... Would never. I'm married, for God's sakes.
It's a fantasy. It could be fucking a cartoon character. It could be Mickey Mouse. You're not gonna die. You're not gonna suck his dick. Come on. Jesus Christ. It's just
that I picture him walking in here
and taking his clothes up. And okay, great. That's one. Give me another one.
I'd also wake up in the morning and like we'll brush our teeth and all that stuff. And I'd probably make out with him for like an hour.
That's fun. That's a good time.
It's like the nicest.
Isn't really happening. This is why you can talk about it.
He has the nicest mouth I've ever seen in my life.
But you don't want a long-term relationship with him.
No, no, no.
All right, so now, okay, so he's sexual.
Well, because I don't really know him.
You know, you polyamorous, you have different interests with all the people.
You want
and then you have sex.
Okay.
What would you talk? You have a small small drink and a small cover, a tiny conversation, make a TikTok video, and then go to bed with him. Got it. Okay, fair.
Yeah, we could grow each other's channels.
Okay, great. So he is.
It's a business decision.
It's a collaboration.
His wife should know. It's a business naked collaboration. Got it. It is nothing more than that.
No, it's good. It's good for the brand.
It's good for the brand.
Great. Okay, good. So there's that one. You got any more for me?
Of course I do. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
Go ahead. Tell me more.
I'm a little bit over Michael Strahan, I'm not going to lie.
I know, me too. I'm over him for you. Yeah, I'm not
going to move on from that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even have, like, sexual eyes anymore.
I know, he's too friendly.
He is. He needs to get a little, he needs, you know what I mean? He needs to just smize a bit.
Yeah, you're right. That's what he needs. He needs to bring a little bit of that sexualness back.
You know, that's why sports players are so sexual, because they don't talk a lot. No, this is not because they're, I'm saying they don't talk a lot. So you can,
and you can fantasize, you know, anything.
You know why 50 Shades of Grey before the movie was such a popular, I said this to Nat.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason 50 Shades of Grey was such a popular book was because they never described him. He was your own fantasy description in your head, mm-hmm, which is very smart.
Yeah.
So when you have a football player or a hockey player, but when they don't actually speak a lot.
Yeah.
You can sexually fantasize about what you want them to be like.
Be like, sound like, all of it.
How they would act. But when you begin to see them, you're like, oh. And so you know too much about Strahan. So he's not.
Yep.
You see him on social. That's the problem with social media now, because you can.
You see too much.
And you're like, I don't want to see you fart on. You know what I mean? You're supposed to just not. You're supposed to be my fantasy.
I'm wondering on, like, on social media who always just plays the sexy character and continue to hold that sexy character. Really?
I mean, all he does is take his clothes off.
I know, but he's got an innocence in his eyes.
Well, that's sexual.
For some, that's right.
You know, a lot of people just want to eat him for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what? You're not very good at playing games. You like to play them. Not very good.
Do you know what I need to do?
You're not good.
You know what I need to do? I used to have a long list. I used to love The Rock. I used to love Michael Strahan.
I mean, like, we even played a game of what do we think when, and you couldn't even do that one. You know what I mean? We play lots. Nat likes to play games.
Did you play?
Yes, I tried.
And?
No, with you.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Yeah, but were you as good as I was? You were better?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I was better.
I remember.
I was better. If you ever want to play a game about your future, it is like projecting your life into the future. And you used to be really good at it.
I am good at it. I just have, it's a hard time for me right now.
I know it is. We used to like talk about like even what we would wear. And you know how we went on tour? That was because we sat in your living room and we talked about what it would be. And it was. And now we're not doing that. Now we talk about nothing.
Well, I need a plane. That's all I need. I need a plane.
We have a pool.
Do you think that Drake ever just decides to just sleep with his ex just because?
No. I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't really understand.
That you have sex and you can't go back and do it again with that person.
Yeah, and especially if like you
have, like if the gateway's open, it should always be open. Like it's like if I had sex with him once, it's not cheating because it's already been in there.
Well, yeah, and also I'm like, Drake obviously found her hot. She's a porn star. They had a kid together. Like, why wouldn't he just go back for another romp? Like, maybe, how do you get so turned off?
Interesting point.
I mean, maybe he thinks she's gross now. I mean, I don't know, but like
gross. You know, you just yelled "stick it in me, Dumbo" in front of your daughter.
No, I'm definitely gross. That is for sure. I do not. I'm not. I don't know how to continuously play the sexy card.
Wasn't calling you gross. I was just thinking back to what we did an hour ago, and now we're lying in bed talking about romping.
Drake romping his ex, porn star girlfriend, baby mama.
Nat, what's next for us?
Well, here's going to be a really big eye opener. If I go to the Cape, that will be a big.
When are you going to the Cape?
If I go to the Cape by the end of August.
How are you going to do that?
The border's going to open. Pardon? What? What are you doing? Oh, yeah. No. I guess Mark will go. Sorry, she was just doing sign language to me.
I mean, it really tried.
Actually, no, you're right. I'm very busy. My brother's getting married August 26th.
August 20th, actually.
Okay, fair.
Oh, my gosh. And,
yeah, so there's that.
So, yeah. Wow, so you're not going to the Cape. So now let's just say.
Okay, let's say I go for Canadian Thanksgiving. How be that?
Sure.
That will be huge for us. Because that's the beginning of October.
That'll be huge for you or for us? Like,
not for me, for our business. If I can travel to Massachusetts.
What if you have to go and come home and stay in your house for 2 weeks after you go?
No, that's bullshit. I'm not fucking doing that shit. That shit's going to be over. I'm saying if I can go to the Cape for Canadian
Thanksgiving. And not have to quarantine when you get home.
Then that's huge for us.
Are you going to barf?
I just need a towel. Excuse me.
Are you going to barf?
No.
Your tampon string is out. Your tampon string is out. Your tampon string is out.
I do it on purpose.
Oh, God. You know what? We should probably go down and see Grandma with all those kids. We should probably go down and see Grandma.
I was thinking this is our day off.
Oh, no.
Just hang on bed. Get drunk.
Have a nap. Call some boys.
Actually, this is such a beautiful view.
Wow.
It's like we're in the woods, but with a lake.
It's like we have no kids.
Oh, my God.
We could watch like a
rom-com. You could totally have sex up against that window, too.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, with
Curtis.
Your TikTok,
right.
Who you're not allowed to fantasize about.
Where's my phone? Let's look at him for a second, just while we're on here.
And then we got to go.
Are you attracted to him like I am?
No, eh? Obviously not.
I need them in front of me in order.
Should we send him this podcast?
No. I mean, sure, why not? He'd love it. I mean, he's very open to your fantasies, although you're not allowed to fantasize him about. You do, and you say it openly, and then he comes back. So, you know, you're lying to yourself.
No, he there is with his mom. That's so hot. Oh, this is so cute.
Okay.
Watch his lips. He always laughs. He's so cute. Okay, wait, I'll show you one more.
Okay, so we do this a lot, don't we? And your tongue is going back and forth while you do it. It's like...
Do you think you'd be attracted to me?
For sure.
Thank you. Good answer. I don't care what the answer is.
I can ask him. Let's ask him. Oh, have you ever been with a mom? Yeah, I have three kids.
Look at that. He was 200 yesterday.
What did he do that was viral?
Look at how cute this is.
We got to do more TikToks. Keep a Glockin' when I ride in a Suburban. Oh, he's cute. Where'd he get them? Oh, they got matching.
Isn't he just...
Who's that? That's the son?
Yeah. Fake son.
They're so cute. Okay, I'll take him.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'll take the son and you take the dad.
This is going to be so fun for us. Should we call them?
Okay.
Look at him.
I don't know about that. I like him better.
I know.
Let's polyamorous him.
Okay. Dimples.
Yeah, he's cute.
Serious? You're getting really into cute. It.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know you can see his dick in his pants.
Let's see.
You see it?
Oh, I saw it. It looks kind of big.
You can see his dick. Oh, don't send him this. That's inappropriate.
His friend's really ripped there.
Okay, but I don't like his friend.
No. No, no. He looks down there. Okay, ready? Wait. Here we go.
This is...
Right, just wait.
Okay.
He's coming.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, all right. Okay. Okay. They can't see what we're watching.
We gotta go.
Y'all make sure you like this podcast. And we will see you all soon. Shit, we're weirdos.
I know.
Nat's gonna play a game with me.
Wait a minute.
Make sure you leave your questions. We'll answer them for this Friday's podcast. Bye.